News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has permanently barred the release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on his investigation into President Trump's hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Saga Magani has details.
The investigation resulted in criminal charges 3 years ago and appearing before a House panel last month.
Our investigation developed proof beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump engaged in criminal activity.
Smith said that was in both the classified documents case and the president's bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. Both prosecutions, though, were dropped after Trump's 2024 win. The president asked Judge Eileen Cannon, whom he appointed to the bench, to keep the documents report under wraps, and she has agreed, saying its release would present a manifest injustice to the president and his co-defendants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed by the blizzard that hit the Northeast, the Homeland Security shutdown, and security concerns in Mexico, where security forces are battling cartel gunmen after the killing of a notorious cartel leader. In New Mexico, volunteers have been conducting their own searches for Nancy Guthrie. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says while it appreciates the concern, the investigation is best left to professionals. Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother disappeared more than 3 weeks ago, and Nick Reiner appeared in an L.A. court today.
A plea of not guilty is entered on behalf of Mr. Reiner.
Nick Reiner is pleading not guilty in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. He appeared with a shaved head, wearing brown jail clothes, and not the suicide prevention smock he wore in his first court appearance. Reiner's parents, acclaimed Hollywood celebrities, were found dead inside their home with stab wounds on December 14th. D.A. Nathan Hochman.
We take the process in which we determine whether or not the death penalty should be sought extremely seriously, and it goes through a very rigorous process.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. Ed Donahue reports Lindsey Vonn saying she nearly lost her leg following her Olympic crash.
Oh, well, guys, after 2 weeks, I finally made it out of the hospital.
In an Instagram post, Vonn said the trauma from the crash led to compartment syndrome in the leg.
Compartment syndrome is when you have so much trauma to one area of your body that there's too much blood and it gets stuck. And it basically crushes everything in the compartment.
High pressure restricts blood flow and can lead to permanent injury if not treated quickly.
Dr. Tom Hackett saved my leg. He saved my leg from being amputated.
Hackett is an orthopedic surgeon who works for Vonn and Team USA.
He cut open like both sides of my leg, kind of filleted it open, so to speak.
Vonn underwent multiple surgeries during her stay in Italy and broke her right ankle in the crash. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.